Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting you to bicycle events and updates in Tucson.
Hi, I'm Lydia, one of your hosts. This episode of Pedaling the Pueblo will focus on the City of Tucson's Climate Action Plan, also known as Tucson Resilient Together. How might the adoption of this plan affect bicycling infrastructure in Tucson? Can bikes help the city achieve their goal of carbon neutrality by 2030? What have we learned from community surveys, listening sessions, and workshops about how the public prioritizes climate change actions? These are the leading questions that will be addressed in this episode. In 2020, Mayor Regina Romero and the City Council declared a climate emergency. Since then, steps have been taken to fight climate change, like the Tucson Million Trees Initiative, which aims to plant 1 million trees in the city. The city also partnered with the University of Arizona's Climate Change Coalition, also called UC3, in 2021 to issue community surveys and the first round of listening sessions to determine the issues that are most important to Tucsonans. In 2022, after identifying some remaining gaps in outreach, the city contracted Burrow Happold, the primary consulting firm assisting in drafting the plan. They also partnered with the Living Streets Alliance to help facilitate further community engagements. The city plans on finalizing Tucson Resilient Together early next year after a period of public review, and then begin incorporating its steps into the city's comprehensive plan called Plan Tucson. The community survey, which was distributed in the beginning of 2021, received nearly 4,000 responses. 57% of respondents strongly supported the city increasing support for alternative modes of transportation, like enhancing bicycling infrastructure. This is an important step for the city to take in terms of bicyclist safety, accessibility, and reducing its carbon footprint. Reducing the city's greenhouse gas emissions as quickly as possible is another important step to the survey respondents, with 58% stating that this effort is very important in climate change actions and programs that the city will implement in Tucson Resilient Together. These two issues go hand in hand. As bicycling infrastructure is improved, more people have the opportunity to bike because of increased connectivity and safety. As more people choose to get out of their cars and onto their bikes, they reduce their carbon footprint and contribute less to the city's total greenhouse gas emissions. Bicycling infrastructure plays a crucial role in reaching carbon neutrality by 2030. Not only that, but this kind of investment has the potential to increase access to transportation in neighborhoods with the lowest accessibility rates in Tucson. The Living Streets Alliance co-facilitated two public climate action strategy workshops, one in May and one in November of 2022, where community members were asked to share their concerns and ideas on climate change steps proposed by the city. One of the seven topic areas, called Transportation and Neighborhoods, asked participants to share their views on actions like encouraging walking and biking by making streets safer, more attractive, and more comfortable, as well as creating neighborhoods where amenities can be reached by a 15-minute walk or bike from home. So what we've learned from community members through the survey and from workshops is that a majority of them want to see plans that aim to reduce carbon emissions, like steps taken towards more sustainable modes of transportation. The city has been taking steps towards sustainable transportation systems, like the addition of electric buses, and members of the public are also showing support for alternative modes of transportation, like walking and biking. If you're interested in learning more about Tucson Resilient Together and the actions taken to create a more sustainable and resilient Tucson, visit climateaction.tucsonaz.gov.
Pedaling the Pueblo is brought to you by the City of Tucson Department of Transportation and Mobility.